is the second interview session with Adeline Breeskin at the National Collection of Fine Arts by Julie Hafley for the Archives of American Art. Today is August 1st, 1979. The last time we talked, we were in the midst of discussion of your work at the Baltimore Museum. And during your first 12 years there, you moved from curator of prints to chief curator to general curator. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And what were some of the highlights from those years before you became director?
Putting on very interesting exhibitions. And I think one of the important details about those years, the fact that I found a curator who had had one of those remarkable educations given for PhDs in Germany between the wars. Gertrude Rosenthal had a PhD under Brinkmann over there, and then when the Nazis came along, had to leave, went to London and was offered a job there, but her two brothers were in our country, in New York, and so she decided not to go to the Courtauld, where she could have been a worker, a research worker, but instead came to our country and was looking for a job. Found a very mediocre job putting away slides at Johns Hopkins and Goucher, I think. And then we met, and she came to be with us. And she was a tremendous help to me because she, although her English was somewhat limited, she managed to be able to write beautifully after she'd been over here only a short time. And we worked together on exhibitions. And I think we put on some of the remarkable exhibitions during those years, with loans from all over the country. And one marvelous 18th century exhibition, mostly French art of the 18th century, with beautiful Watteau drawings and wonderful small maquettes of different architectural details. One of a whole little chancel and another of a pulpit. The puppet came from a private collection, and we really had to twist that man's arm to get it, because it's very delicate. The 18th century was very florid, and it was a beautiful show. And the hardest one that we had to do, I think, was one that was especially hard, because it was furniture. Baltimore furniture of the 18th century, which had never been tabulated. And we managed to create the definitive book on Baltimore 18th century furniture, which was closer to that of English Chippendale, Applewhite, and Sheraton styles.